And what would you use to urge horses to go faster if you're driving them?
You'd say, giddy up.
And then you might crack the...
whip. Oh, I see. You crack the whip and say, giddy up.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, speaking of giddy up, what are the various terms you'd use for making that horse do different things?
Well, you'd say, giddy up to go and whoa to stop him. But I haven't remembered yet what you say to back one up.
Now, what if you bought something at the store, maybe some fruit, what would the grocer probably put them in?
A sack. Paper sack.
Mm-hmm. And maybe earlier he might have put them in a...
poke, which is a paper sack. Poke is just terminology, I guess, that you...
Now, I wish you'd tell me that story about the woman.
Oh, yes. When I'd started to work at the Department of Education, there was another lady that was a little older than I was that lived in a community 18 miles from here at Ash Flat. And my father called me up and I said, did you bring me a poke or something? And she says, what do you mean a poke or something, after I put the telephone down? And I says, well, Lord, you know that. That's just a paper sack. I said, you're just a country girl like me.
And what are the different kinds of containers that very large quantities of sugar or flour or feed would have come in earlier? How would you have bought those? What would they have come in?
Well, we would just have bought them in a sack.
Mm-hmm. And what would that be made of?
They were made of cloth. Mm-hmm. It was just a cotton cloth. That's all I know.
And then maybe potatoes come in a... certain kind of...
they come in a toe sack.
And what, would that be a particular size, or the different sizes of that?
A toe sack, usually you don't see anything with a toe sack unless it's over 100 pounds.
And when you went to take your corn to the mill to be ground, how much would you usually take at one time? Or what quantity would you take?
You'd take it in a bushel quantities.
Now, if this light runs out...
oh, I want to say you'd take it in a wagon load. It would be so many bushels, but it'd be a wagon load, whatever that would be to you.
Now, if this light burns out, you have to replace the...
electric light bulb.
Yeah, if you're going to carry washing up to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a...
a basket.
And what is it that nails used to come in?
Kegs.
And do you know the different parts of a keg or a barrel, those long wooden pieces you'd call? Was there sort of bent?
Those that are bent.
Now, what are we talking about?
Well, I know the other is the humps, but the other is the... I've forgotten that already.
We're talking about whether they should be called staves or not.
Staves. I wouldn't have called it a stave, but they are bent staves. I call staves a flat piece of wood.
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes you put a top in a bottle that's made out of a soft, spongy material. That would be
a cork.
And what is a musical instrument that you play like this?
A harmonica with the mouth.
Mm-hmm. It might also be called
a juice harp.
Or, you used another term earlier also, a certain kind of organ.
Mouth organ.
Mm-hmm. What would you use to pound nails with?
A hammer.
And, what is that long wooden piece between the horses on a wagon? Kids' wagons have them also.
A tongue.
And if you're going to hitch up a horse to a buggy, you back him in between the...
is it the single trees that we back him in against?
Well, there are these pieces coming out first that you back him into. And then the single trees go back here.
Shafts.
And then behind the single trees would be
the double tree.